1027 Breakfast.
Thursday morning, Hot 1027 Breakfast, and it's time to have a chat with Reverend Shona. She comes in every Thursday morning. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning, Parky. How are you today?
Extremely well, thank you. We're getting closer to the weekend, and that's always something to look forward to. And, of course, first week back at school, so a lot of sort of, you know, panic for many parents, I would imagine, this week. A lot of stress.
Perhaps a lot of stress, but maybe a bit of relief that their children are back at school.
Absolutely. There's probably that as well. You know, that sort of long holiday over and done with and the routine of taking them back to school and getting rid of them for a couple of hours is probably quite a relief.
Yes, and not having to entertain them.
Indeed. What are we talking about this morning?
Last week, I suggested that we should do a little bit of extra work on ourselves in honor of Mandela Day.
Yes.
10 minutes a day for 7 days. Mm. And I said that we should become aware of our own hurts so that we don't pass them on to others and inflict them on others. And today I wanted to look at healing. Now, healing is, of course, a huge subject. It's very broad, and I could speak for the next 7 days, 24 hours a day, and we'd still only be looking at the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And that's from my own experience in this field.
Mm.
So I thought I'm going to narrow it down and look at a few principles or a few ideas that have helped me, particularly looking at the work of Eckhart Tolle and Richard Rohr. Eckhart Tolle has done a vast amount of work and teaching around our pain bodies, as he calls them. He speaks about the pain body and how we feed it. And for him, the pain body is a product of our ego. So separate from the true self, but actually our ego. And he talks about ways that we need to separate our true self from the ego by observing it, learning more about it, and learning how not to feed it through being aware, being alert to our own pain body, and actually also to other people's pain bodies. And he talks about how it can be generational. You can pass it down from generation to generation. And I think we do see that in the world. And it can be that we transmit our pain bodies onto others, ourselves. I personally don't think there's one method of healing that's going to work for all.
Mm.
But I think that we have a duty to try and not cause pain to others. And so the first step is definitely awareness, or we are going to transmit our pain. And this is where Richard Rohr comes in, because he says if we don't transform our pain, we will transmit it.
Yes.
And I think that's what we're seeing. I mean, you and I come in on the roads, we drive a lot. We see extreme rage, people overreacting. I'm appalled by the anger and the fury of some of the drivers, and they're reacting to something that's small and unintentional that someone else has done, and you have this massive explosion, and you know it's got nothing to do with that small irritation the other driver caused, and everything to do with the pain, the hurt, the stress that the driver who's reacting is carrying.
Yeah, that's just, as you say, that's just like, you know, really the thing that really sort of like topples them over the edge, that traffic incident.
Yeah, it's a trigger.
Mm.
And so it's something small. So that's why I challenged us to look at ourselves and ask, where are we overreacting? And when you do overreact, ask yourself why, what triggered it? Where are we behaving out of character?
Mm.
Then look a little deeper. Look at our own pain body. Look at hurts that we're carrying. And unless we live as a hermit, I think all of us will have hurts at some time or other. But it's important to make sure that we don't transmit that pain. And as a general principle, as I said, it starts with awareness. I would then move on to being alert to the situation that might trigger us. So you're in that situation. If you're alert and aware of how you might be triggered, you can control it and you don't react. You would instead perhaps respond or walk away or breathe deeply, do something to distract yourself and not react. Because often the people are looking for a reaction from you. That's what they need. They need that reaction. And if you're aware of their pain body and alert, you're not going to give it to them. And you're not going to actually exacerbate the situation. You also need to be aware of not being drawn into a downward spiral. Misery loves company.
Oh, most definitely.
And you get people who just want to draw you down into that negative space.
Mm.
And so if you're alert and aware, you won't allow yourself to go into that place. You will stop it before it starts. And I find expressing something out loud is really important. So let's say you're carrying unforgiveness towards someone.
Mm.
And from a faith perspective, I say out loud, I choose to forgive you now, not to the person, just to hear it myself.
Yes.
Because it's a conscious decision to forgive.
Right.
So I choose to forgive you now, release you from my judgment, release you from any debt you owe me.
Mm.
And then I invite God into that space. But I've found when I'm counseling people, even people who don't have faith, that even just that, saying it out loud, helps them to start on that path of forgiveness and to release it. So it's a conscious decision to heal from hurt, let it go, and it helps us when we hear ourselves say it ourselves. So yes, please do it by yourself, not to the person or not to a whole group of people. They might look at you strangely. And then lastly, don't be attached to it. We sometimes allow pain to define who we are. And while pain is real, people feel it, it's awful, it's horrid, You feel it in all different ways. Mm. When we're aware of it, we need to not get attached to it, but let it go. As Eckhart Tolle says, find your true self and not allow your pain body to define the rest of your life. And we can always seek professional help, and in some cases we may need to. But I feel that all of us need to work on ourselves and seek healing so we're not transmitting that energy of pain into the world. I'm sure we all want a better world, and it begins with us.
True words and good words. Thank you very much for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you next Thursday. Of course, Reverend Sona will be on our socials very shortly, and she's back on Sunday morning for half an hour between 6 and half past. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Parky. You too.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.